We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Craig Stammen joins us on 97.3 The Fan. Craig, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, always a pleasure. Really enjoy visiting with you. You're a guy that's been around the big leagues a long time. You've seen just about everything except the pandemic, and now you can say you've seen that. Before we get talking about baseball and what it's been like since you guys came back, tell me about your family. How's your family doing? Are they here? Are they still back home? What's the status of your wife and children?
Yeah, we're doing good. We've been in San Diego kind of the whole time since spring training got shut down. We've enjoyed the beautiful weather here, and we've stayed, kept our footprint pretty small here around San Diego, maybe a few rounds of golf, but other than that, we've stayed according to CDC guidelines, and we've had a pretty good time getting to know each other a little bit better. So who knew family time would be something that would be beneficial?
Hey, I know you were working out at Petco Park before, you know, Major League Baseball, they said, hey, we're going to play 60 games. You and a bunch of the guys were already working out down there, and you were doing the social distancing. But now that all these rules are in place, kind of take us through, when you show up at the ballpark, what's it like?
It's not too bad. We show up, and you just got to get checked in, basically. It's like going to the doctor's office. You got to sign your medical sheet and sit in the waiting room before you're ready to go, that kind of thing. But they take our temperature a couple times. We answer a questionnaire. On the days we're tested, we have to do our saliva test. And then, you got your mask on the whole time and head to the locker room, get dressed, and then it turns into pretty much of a normal day. Obviously, we're, trying to stay socially distant, trying to wear masks whenever we can, doing a few different protocols as far as throwing baseballs out that we've used and stuff like that, trying not to lick our hands when I'm throwing a baseball, which has been a tough one for me. But it's kind of nice once you get on the field. It still feels like real baseball, still feels like what you remember it being when you were 10 years old. So it's definitely a good thing to be going to the ballpark right now.
We're visiting with Craig Stammen, a member of the San Diego Padres, and Padres counting on him once again coming out of that bullpen this year. Padres definitely looking to make some hay in the National League West. Craig, what's it like in the clubhouse? Talk a little bit about that, because, I know the way the guys are in the clubhouse. They love congregating around different, cubicles and talking about, whatever's the hot topic that day. What's it been like so far?
Yeah, there's still a lot of that going on. I think it's going to be impossible for us to be six feet apart from each other at all times. It's just unrealistic. Now, are we trying to do the best we can? Yes. But are we also trying to be great teammates and continue those relationships so that when we are on the field, it looks like we're playing as a unit and not 30 individual guys? And once we're in that clubhouse, we're getting work done too. Everybody's busy. We're on a pretty tight schedule now. It's a lot like spring training where everybody's kind of in and out, doing different things, going to different stations, working on different things. So there's not a whole lot of time for congregating and just sitting around and, talking about whatever, talking about our golf swing. But, we've definitely enjoyed this time of being able to reconnect with each other, say hi to some familiar faces and get back to work.
How's Tony Patrica going about feeding you guys?
Yeah, Tony's trying to figure it out too. It's new for everybody, but they've done a good job. They're putting our meals in separate containers, so no more smorgasbord buffet. style eating, which probably makes it, I know for me, it's made me eat a little healthier. I'm taking smaller portions. You know, not eating, I'm not being a spread crusher like I usually am. And, you know, so maybe I'm eating a little healthier. Maybe that's another benefit of the pandemic.
And we're visiting with Craig Stammen here on our SDCCU Fan Hotline. How you feeling right now, 15 days before the real first game against the Arizona Diamondbacks? How do you feel physically? I mean, could you go in and throw two innings tonight if they needed you?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel like I've been in a good spot for a really long time, trying to peak when we get, you know, going with real games. I think right now we're kind of at a similar spot as when spring training was canceled back in March as far as time towards opening day. And I would say I'm in better position now than I was then, ready for the season. So I'm excited for what this season may bring for me personally and for the team. You know, I'm preparing to hopefully pitch as much as possible and pitch well and maybe pitch into October.
Let me ask you this. We talked about Larry Rothschild. I think the first time I had you on, you were in spring training at that point in time. And you've been around the game a long time in the minor league, but a long time in the big leagues. We've worked with a lot of different guys. Darren Balsley, who's been a friend of mine for many years. I actually coached when Darren was a high school player here in San Diego many years ago. And then he was playing against me when he was in junior college as well. And you know, I got the utmost respect for him. They just felt there needed to be a change or bring in a different voice. And you know, for a guy that's worked with a lot of different guys and some of the best in the business, Larry Rothschild, talk a little bit about him, his approach, and what you want from him.
Yeah, he's been great so far, and I think one thing that he's benefiting from is he's a lot like Darren Balsley. They're very similar guys. They approach pitching very similarly. But I also think a new voice, you know, we got to get rid of, you know, the old Padres, you know, not making the playoffs. Not winning that stuff's got to go out the window, and I think the organization decided to make a change in that way and brought Larry in. He's been great so far to me. You know, he's a different eyes on watching me pitch. He's never watched me pitch before. He'll be like only the third major league pitching coach I've ever had. So it's always interesting to see, you know, a guy, especially a guy like him. You know, in my mind, a Hall of Fame pitching coach that's been around for so long, been many different teams, just being able to tell you what he sees when you pitch and what he thinks your strengths are and your weaknesses are and how he thinks you can be successful going forward. So it's been nice. He's not teaching me any new tricks, but just trying to refine the tricks that I already have.
Yeah, I think it's always interesting talking about, you know, one coach from the next. You mentioned Darren and Larry Rothschild, very similar. And you know, I'm trying to rack my brain, but was Steve McCaddy your pitching coach in Washington?
Yeah, he was my pitching coach in Washington. I had him a lot through the minor leagues, too. So I had him for, it was almost like 7 or 8 straight years. And then I had 1 year when I was hurt, and then I went straight to Darren Balsley. So I've been very fortunate to have some awesome pitching coaches. And I miss balls every day. But, you know, Larry's my guy now, and it's been fun to be able to work with him.
We're visiting with Craig Stammen, Padre reliever, joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline. What do you think it's going to be like going to the slab in the 7th or 8th inning with no fans in the stands?
It's going to be different. But, you know, maybe it'll take us back to when we were in Little League and playing, or maybe summer ball when we're playing those games in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the week where moms and dads are working and there's not very many fans and you're just playing baseball. You know, maybe it'll take some of us back to those just playing baseball days. We'll get rid of, you know, all the worries and anxiety we have when all that pressure's on us. So I'm hoping that's what the case is. I'm hoping it's not lack of adrenaline, lack of energy, anything like that. But when the game's on the line, you know, when your career's on the line, when the season's on the line, I don't think we'll be lacking any adrenaline.
You know, Craig, I look at you, and I remember with Washington, I was happy when you ended up here in San Diego. I mean, you're a baseball guy. You're kind of a throwback, good old school baseball guy, and you got, you know, great thought process. You know, you got great instincts, and you see things in different people. I wanted to ask you a little bit and kind of give me an evaluation of Mackenzie Gore and Luis Patino from what you've seen right now. And again, these kids are far from finished products.
Yeah, far from finished. But they're well on their way to something that's going to be pretty amazing. I've gotten to play catch with both of those guys here in the last couple of weeks during our start up to spring training. And Mackenzie, a great kid. He's probably, you know, one of the most mature 20, 21-year-olds that I've been around in baseball. Just goes about his business, works very hard, is very intelligent, has an idea of what he wants to try to get done. And Luis Patino, he's just a really good athlete, just electric stuff. Trying to play catch with him was like trying to wrangle, you know, a slop pick, you know, just you're not going to get it done. His stuff was moving all over the place. And I think the best way to describe it was one of the pitching coaches said that they're baby rattlesnakes. You know, they're very dangerous. And they just sometimes don't know quite when to strike. But when they do, it's going to get you. So those two, they're learning. And I think this spring training has been such a good opportunity for them to get exposed to the major leagues in a more expanded time frame than what they would have back in March, because they probably would have been sent down, you know, very quickly and had to build their innings up in AAA. Right now they're going to pitch against big league hitters almost every day. So the sky's the limit for those two guys, and they're going to be part of the Padres' future for a long time.
Craig Stammen, Padre reliever, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. I got one last question for you, and we know this bullpen is going to be great. Somebody called in the other day and said, oh, the Padres are going to have a top-five bullpen. I go, well, if everything goes in line, they may be one of the top two or three bullpens in all of baseball. But my question for you, as we sit here and we're looking at last year and the way things melted down in April or in August, in September, and Machado and Hosmer kind of struggled at the plate, and Tatis went out and only played in 84 games, and you guys end up at 70 and 92, and we're sitting here on the radio day in and day out, and we're pretty excited about this season. I mean, you know, you got a lot of new faces, and for the fans, and from your standpoint, why should the fans really be fired up about this ball club and how you guys can make a shot to get to the playoffs this year?
Yeah, you know, very good observation there. And I mean, I think I hope you can tell by how excited I am about the season. I kind of feel the same way. I really feel, you know, been there the last 3 years. The first two, and maybe even the last year a little bit, we're searching for those last five guys on the roster, and they weren't necessarily guys that were major league ready players. We were bringing guys up from the minor leagues, hoping that they would pan out to what we thought they would be. And then this year you've got major league ready players fighting for those last four or five spots, and it just drives up the competition and makes your team as a whole better. And then along with that, we went through the growing pains of all the younger players playing in the big leagues and being thrown into the fire, fairly or unfairly. So they've had to sink or swim, and those guys are going to start swimming here pretty fast. And it's just fun to see the level of improvement from some of those guys. And the overall attitude of the team being disappointed what happened in August last year and realizing that that's unacceptable and wanting to, you know, kind of get back at it and prove ourselves that we can be a playoff team in that August that we are, but how we played April, May, June is who we are. And even better than that. So I'm excited for this season. And I think the 60 game sprint fits right into our team really well.
Hey, Craig, as always, thanks so much for the time. You've always been very gracious to my program. I certainly appreciate it. And stay healthy, and looking forward to a big 60-game run out of the Friars.
You got it. Thanks for supporting us. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.